Even inside that room, therefore, the stakes were high. To lose that audience would be to realize my fear. The polarization of this debate between those who insist that Islam is a religion of war and proceed to engage in war for it, and those who insist that Islam is a religion of war and proceed to engage in war against it. That would be an intractable situation. Now, moving to the specifics of your question, I responded in the way I did because I felt you were implying that I was engaging in pretense by arguing that Islam is a religion of peace. If I remember correctly, you said, "It's understandable in the public context, but here in this room, can't you just be honest with us?"
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Yes. "Can't you just be honest with us in here?" implied that I hadn't been honest out there. My honest view is that Islam is not a religion of war or of peace. It's a religion. Its sacred scripture, like those of other religions, contains passages that many people would consider extremely problematic. Likewise, all scriptures contain passages that are innocuous. Religion doesn't inherently speak for itself. No scripture, no book, no piece of writing has its own voice. I subscribe to this view whether I'm interpreting Shakespeare or interpreting religious scripture. So I wasn't being dishonest in saying that Islam is a religion of peace. I've subsequently had an opportunity to clarify at the Richmond Forum, where Ayan and I discussed this again. Scripture exists,